The modern technology offers many advantages and comfort through technology, but also many difficulties, which can lead to uncomfortable situations. As members of the so-called digital age, we are most affected by this issue, either positively or negatively. To discuss this, we invited guests who will talk about technology, how to use it, and tell us a few anecdotes of personal experience. We welcome Isabel, Stefan, and Michelle.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you have any stories you would like to share with us? Have you ever been annoyed by or happy with modern technology?
Well, I use Siri almost daily because it's so convenient in my daily routine.
What do you mean, daily routine?
For example, the timer. When I'm cooking, I can ask Siri to set a timer for me, and I don't even have to grab my phone. So hands-free for cooking or baking. The same with Googling. If I'm in the kitchen, I can simply ask Siri to search for a recipe. All in all, Siri is perfect for multitasking.
And what if it doesn't hear you correctly?
I just ask again.
What about data security? Are those systems really safe?
Well, data security is very important, of course. And both Alexa and the Google Assistant are processing most of the user input in the cloud and then store your individual interactions with their assistants to build a profile, which is then used to present you with specialized ads. Siri, on the other side, just sends encrypted data to the cloud for processing, and it can't be tied to a specific user and doesn't keep a record of your data.
I, for one, don't use it. I feel uncomfortable when people hear what I search for or call Siri or say Alexa. Speaking of, any Alexa stories? Anyone?
Yeah, my parents have Alexa at home and mostly use it to listen to music. But when the grandkids come over, then it's Alexa, tell a joke, or Alexa, play a song. They really like it to just say something and immediately see the results.
Haven't you all heard of the police action Alexa caused a few years ago? Well, I heard that a businessman used Alexa at home. When he went on a business trip, one evening Alexa started to play loud music. At night, the neighbors called the police, although there was no party and even no one at home.
Do you have any other weird stories to tell?
Sure. There was another incident in Blueberry, Berkshire. You will never know who used Alexa to listen to music and do some online shopping. Any guesses?
No.
No? Let me give you some details. His name is Rocco. He likes watermelon, broccoli, raisins, and the Kings of Leon. Still no clue?
No.
Okay, let me tell you. Rocco is a parrot, to be precisely an African grey parrot who lives with his owner, Marion Wisniewski. But as soon as Marion leaves the house, he starts to use Alexa to shop online and listen to the Kings of Leon. Luckily, Marion can still cancel his orders. But just imagine how crazy it is if your pet can order things online.
Sounds really funny, but what's the problem if people can cancel the orders?
Not everything is as funny as these two examples. Some people thought about creepy things, such as Alexa randomly laughing at them. I think that's not funny at all. Another person talked about another case when, out of the blue, late at night, Alexa said, "If Chuck Norris wants you to know where he is, he'll find you."
So random.
If he doesn't, you won't know until it's too late. And these are just some creepy examples.
Well, a similar topic are the so-called smart homes, which are getting even more popular now. You can link a variety of household appliances and systems to Alexa, Google, or Siri. And then you just have to give the order and the light goes on, or the temperature is regulated, or even your coffee machine starts up automatically.
Okay.
Do you think everyone is going to live that way in the future?
I think that it will take a long time until everyone's comfortable enough with this kind of technology to let it run every aspect of your life like this. In light of all the data leaks and scandals around data security these days, the corporations will have to earn the trust of the people back.
I hope we won't have to live in these super modern smart homes. To me, and that is maybe because I'm not that much into technology, it includes too many risks. What if you lose your phone and someone finds it, or your phone or home is hacked? Oh. It would be horrible if someone switched the lights in my house on and off, or heats up my rooms while I'm there.
That sounds really spooky, unless of course you like how and you enjoy something like that.
That would still be weird.
Yeah, that's true. To get back to our topic, have you ever not been able to do something as well before, because of technology?
Yes, for example, we all know autocorrect. It is integrated in smartphones and tablets, and it is originally meant to be a help, but now it's doing more harm than good. It leads to people relying too much on it, and when they write text messages without it, you sometimes can't even make out what they are trying to tell you because of the terrible spelling.
Oh yeah, I tutor a 12-year-old girl and she's very bad at spelling or even reading text aloud.
There are actually studies that show how the overall spelling and grammar skills of kids continue to decline due to the lack of practice because they just rely on autocorrect or similar assistance.
Do you reckon this has something to do with the daily use of smartphones?
Maybe. The children are in an environment where the excessive use of smartphones is normal.
Well, my students chat too much too. She can't write a sentence without mistakes, and the same is with her friends. Her word order is incorrect and she misspells even simple words, and her friends can't correct her, which is why they repeat the same mistakes, especially in school.
There is a method of teaching children to write by letting them write however they want and not correcting their spelling, because it would discourage them from being creative, which I find be utterly ridiculous.
That's completely stupid.
Okay, let's get back to our topic. Maybe we can do a podcast about it another time. What do you think about the future development of technologies?
I think at some point these features are too much. We are too dependent on smartphones and all these other features. This scares me because I don't know where this overconsumption will lead to.
I think that technology offers many exciting and interesting possibilities, but that we also have to watch out for the dangers they bear. We shouldn't have to give up our privacy for a little bit more convenience.
Okay, everyone, thank you for coming. This was quite interesting and I think this makes more people think. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.